dela med dig.
Hej! Är du en av dem som tycker om att dela saker med andra? Då kommer dina öron att gilla det här. Hos Telenor kan man dela mobilabonnemang. Ju fler ni är, desto billigare blir det. Skaffa Telenor familj med upp till 7 extra användare. Välkommen till någon av Telenors butiker eller telenor.se.
Ett poddtips från Podplay.
Hur skriver man med en utbränd hjärna?
Man stänger av ljuset på skärmen.
Okej. All makes sense now.
Flora Wiström här. Lyssna på min podcast Texten, där jag bjuder in några av Sveriges främsta romanförfattare, manusförfattare och poeter och gläntar på dörren till de annars så hemliga skrivarlyorna. Texten presenteras av Storytel, ljud- och e-bokstjänsten med över 1 miljon stories.
Energy. Vi är energy.
Felix Andersson.
Adam Levine.
Going on.
Nothing's going on here in Sweden. You know, you can always complain about something in Sweden. Now it's really cold.
It's freezing, huh?
Yeah, it's really freezing. So what are you up to right now? Where in the world are you right now?
I am in Montreal.
Okay, Montreal.
I'm listening to Nirvana in Utero. Very, very, one of my favorites.
Well, I gotta have to tell you this. I've been a big fan of Maroon 5 for so long now. I think I was 15 years old the first time I heard a Maroon 5 song. And it feels like you guys are such an inspiration to the musical world. And that gets me to the next question. Do you feel pressured to, like, follow up hit after hit every time you release a new track?
Maybe a little bit. A little bit. I mean, I think for the most part, it's just really fun. You know, I think we have a good time kind of challenging ourselves to do our best and to also, you know, look, we've been around for a long time. So we're like, I'm almost 40. It's kind of crazy. So it's kind of awesome just to challenge yourself to continue to make music on your own terms, but also, I guess, to keep people interested in what you're doing. I think that'd be fun. Challenge.
I found it so interesting because what's going through your mind while composing or writing a new track? Like, is it based on the past, the future, or like right here, right now?
Well, I mean, it's weird. Sometimes these days it seems like the inspiration can come from anywhere, even to be totally honest, if it's not my own feelings, I can kind of, you know, if I write a song with a songwriter who's really talented, who's tapping into something that I am not necessarily going through, it's kind of cool because you can kind of collaborate and hear what they're going through and kind of add your own twist to that. And so I've become a big fan of collaboration. I didn't used to like to do that, but these days it's just more fun because you get more people, you let more people in the studio, and you can open your mind to different ways of writing and different styles and all those. So I have a really good time doing that.
So speaking about that, you guys have been working with some of the biggest stars through the years, like Rihanna, Christina Aguilera, to name a few. Is there still someone that you haven't been collaborating with, just like, I really want to do a collab with this one?
Well, you know, I think that I've always had a wish list, I guess, but I think I started to realize that
You gotta have to give me some names.
To you. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like I've been really lucky. Maybe it could be kind of fun to, I don't know, maybe to do a song with, but to be honest with you, the reason why I don't have that many is because I feel like I've worked with everybody, almost everybody I've wanted to work with. So I have to think about that. I have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Like I said, I've been listening to your music for so long, and there is one thing I've noticed about your music. Like, sometimes it just makes you feel happy. You know, it's a happy vibe track, always when Maroon 5 release something. But I must say, this time, I really feel that there is a really, as the title, cold. It's a cold track. You know the feeling? That maybe is the feeling you wanted.
Yeah, well, I think that it's kind of cool to kind of explore different sides of of your personality, you know. I think even when, okay, maybe I'm really happy, but, you know, happy is, I feel like I'm a pretty happy guy, but happy can be very almost boring sometimes. You know, you don't want to, I think it's a little bit more dangerous and exciting to explore different sides of your personality, even if you're not maybe going through it at that time. Feelings still exist, you know what I mean? So you can kind of access different feelings when you're writing, and you don't have to always be talking about the present and the moment. You can be talking about something in the past, or you can talk about your fears, or you can talk about like things that you have worried about, or things that you've experienced in the past that have been hurtful, or, you know, so I don't like to stick with, if I had to write songs about how I was feeling, I wouldn't have any more success because I'm too happy. So I have to kind of use the songs as therapy to get into all the different ways that I feel and the ways that I've felt in the past.
You gotta have to tell me more about this new track called, which is, for me, it's one of your best tracks ever, actually. How did you come up with this track?
Well, I wrote this song with a couple guys, and, you know, it's cool because sometimes I had very little to do with it. I don't care, you know. I'm not gonna lie to you, you know. I think there are a lot of artists probably over, you know, say, oh, well, I wrote this, I wrote that. Like, I've written plenty of songs that have been big hits. And I did some of them by myself. I did some of them with help. Cold was definitely not, originally not my vision. So what's cool is that when I came in and added my thing to the song, it was almost finished, you know. It was very close to being done. So I think I kind of added my voice. I added some of my own phrasing, some of my lyrics, you know, to make an already very good song even better. So I kind of playing a bit of a, I'm playing a part, you know, I'm playing a role in the song. I'm not exactly myself. I'm kind of, that's why the video that we made, the video was kind of surreal, you know, because we didn't want it to be exactly who I really was. I wanted to be an alternative version of that. I can't tell you everything.
No, exactly. You can't do that. So we're actually running out of time because I only have 10 minutes with you, which leads me to my final question, Adam. Like you said, you guys have been doing this for a while, and I want to ask about the future of Maroon 5. Are you planning to release a lot of new music, maybe one more album, or what's the plan with Maroon 5?
I think we love our place in the world. We really do. And I think that, I hope that we stay together for a very long time. I hope that we never break up. You know, I don't know. It can all be over tomorrow. You really don't know. Life is short. So we're going to keep making music, and we're going to keep touring and keep having fun and keep the brotherhood going for as long as we can. And that's all I can say. Our album will be done soon. It will be out this year. And that's, I can promise an album this year. I'm not sure exactly when, but soon.
And next time you're visiting Sweden, you need to drop by the studio.
You got it. I will. And there's a bunch of very, 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 very talented Swedish people that we love so much. So
thank you so much, Adam, for joining me
sir.
On Energy.
Yes,
I wish you a great weekend and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Energy. We are Energy.
Välkommen till Telenor röstbrevlåda.
Hej min fina, fina mamma. Kan inte du snälla swisha mig för fika? Älskar dig, puss puss.
För att repetera det.
Hej min fina, fina mamma.
Spara samtalet när du förlorat den som ringde på telenor.se/missedcalls.